the first habit that keeps your anxiety alive and keeps it growing is that you are afraid of your own emotions. That's a habit, and I totally get it. Anxiety is a very intense feeling. It makes you just go into this fight, freeze, flight response. You're breathing heavily. You just feel your whole system is all about survival. And that is something that, of course, we don't like to experience because we are somewhat creatures of comfort. So whenever we feel the anxiety coming up, we feel like, oh my God, here it is again. And we already feel anxious. Not because there is anything to be anxious about, but we feel anxious because we are afraid of what the anxiety could do to us in the next 5 to 10 minutes. It's a little bit like if you would look at your, you know, sensations of your body. You know, you have, let's say you're hungry or you're thirsty or you have, you know, a slight headache, and you would every time freak yourself out. Oh my God, what does this mean? And what if it's, you know, cancer, or what if it gets worse? And you wouldn't really just relax and say, oh, I guess I'm hungry. Oh, I guess I looked a little bit too long on screens, or I need to drink something, or whatever it is that you feel you need to do to respond calmly to that signal of your body. That's not what you do when you're anxious. And so what you want to start realizing is that the anxiety doesn't need you to freak out about it. The anxiety doesn't need you to, you know, somehow run away from it. The anxiety actually needs you simply to be curious about it. Be curious. Why am I anxious right now? Well, that's interesting. That's the first step. And I'll explain to you in these other habits more what potentially could trigger your anxiety. But going to that open-mindedness and curiosity, that is really, really important, because you are no longer chased or the victim of the emotions. You are actually the one who says, well, I guess I take responsibility because I'm hearing there is something my anxiety wants, or something my anxiety wants to protect me from. So I'm just going to listen, pay attention to this. Just realize the anxiety is there, and it's your job to understand, why is it there? And then you can respond to the anxiety. You can try to see what makes me feel better. And I'm sure that you have heard from plenty of people that were trying to help you with anxiety what you can do. You can sit and breathe. You can maybe doing some journaling. It can really help to move your body, go for a little walk, or, you know, do some jumping jacks, interrupting the pattern of the anxiety. You can do some tapping, which I think works really great. You can drink some ice cold water to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system. You can lay down on the floor, on the hard floor, with your shoulders really nicely pressed on the surface, and do some deep belly breathing, which again stimulates the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic nervous system nerve, or the main nerve. There's a lot of things you can do. But the first thing is, my anxiety needs me. My anxiety needs me to take care of it. And this is why I find it so helpful if we are seeing the anxiety not just as a, you know, vague energetic blob, or maybe a little devil inside that just has long teeth and claws, but we are seeing the anxiety more like a younger version of ourselves that, you know, got scared. Because most of our anxiety stems from those early days. We learn to be anxious. Most of us learn to not feel safe, learn maybe conditional acceptance, learn to watch out, you know, of rejection or shoes dropping. These are early patterns. And so there is a part inside of us that gets triggered, feels anxious, and maybe says, hey, am I okay? Is it okay? And then you can just calmly approach this aspect of yourself and say, yes, you're fine. Anxiety is not your enemy. Anxiety is not here to harm you. Anxiety has this very positive intention to protect you, but it can also just be overprotective. And it is certainly something that often is based on, you know, a playbook of the past that sees you as helpless or, you know, exposed or vulnerable. And the anxiety doesn't see that you grew up. It doesn't see that you have evolved. It doesn't see that you have now a track record of being able to take care of yourself. And you may think like, no, I actually have been dealing with anxiety all my life, so I have not a track record, but you're still here and you're still really working on yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't watch this video. So yes, you do have a track record, but your relationship with your anxiety may have been more a relationship of you feeling victimized or feeling that was a hostile relationship than you feeling, you know, like caring, compassionate, and as I said before, open and curious, and taking that responsibility to say to yourself, what my mind created with good intentions, I can create an updated version of that so that this anxiety doesn't so easily get triggered, that it doesn't go so much on overdrive. Remember, when your anxiety comes up, your first impulse that you want to change from this negative habit of being anxious about it, the first impulse needs to be, oh wow, here it is again. I wonder what my anxiety wants. It's like picking up the phone and say, what can I do for you? How are you doing? That would be already a big breakthrough.